You're with SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, komunitas pribumi Melbourne telah berkumpul untuk merayakan saudara-saudari waria mereka selama Night Dog Week Pride Night. Warga homoseksual Australia dan penduduk asli cenderung mengalami kesehatan mental yang lebih buruk dibandingkan dengan kebanyakan orang. Oleh sebab itu, para advokat mengatakan inilah saatnya untuk fokus pada kesejahteraan komunitas itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Claudia Fahad. Seksualitas dari Ratu Waria warga Aborigines Stone Motherless Cold telah menjadi sesuatu yang selalu harus diperjuangkannya.
I've been told, yeah, that if I was like go back to Alice Springs, I'd have to just like quiet down the queerness. Just like a bit of carefulness that I would have to apply if I like, yeah, when I go back there. It feels a bit daunting because it's like, yeah, I want to go and visit my family, but if there's like, if I don't feel like I want to feel safe on my own country.
Itulah sebabnya ia dan banyak pemain lainnya mengambil bagian dalam malam kebanggaan pekan Night Dog Victoria, acara Night Dog pertama di negara bagian itu, untuk merayakan LGBTIQ+ pribumi Australia.
For me to be performing on a night like this for Night Dog Pride, or just even performing in general and being an Indigenous queen on stage where there's not that many, and so hopefully young Indigenous queers can just be like, oh, that's for me as well, or like I can be in this community, I'm accepted.
Seorang pria bernama Mark Nenap dari suku Yamaji Noongar mendirikan acara itu pada tahun 2017. Ia mengatakan hanya sedikit orang yang tertarik pada acara itu pada saat itu.
When we first started, I think there was like 15 to 20 people that came. A lot of elders come to these events now, and that means the world to us to see our elders come to these events to support us.
Acara malam itu sekarang dihadiri oleh komunitas pribumi yang lebih luas yang merayakan saudara-saudari LGBTIQ+ mereka membentuk jaringan dukungan yang menurut banyak orang masih kurang dalam kehidupan awal mereka. Seorang waria berusia 22 tahun, Indiah Mani, yang mengidentifikasi dirinya sebagai non-binary gender, mengatakan tidak banyak orang yang bisa mereka identifikasi saat tumbuh dewasa.
Where I grew up on the Mornington Peninsula is statistically the whitest place in Victoria. And I think that's really important to talk about when in relation to Aboriginality and to queerness. And it was very homophobic, very transphobic. I was so homophobic and biophobic towards myself.
Mereka percaya mendapatkan panggung di acara-acara seperti ini adalah kunci untuk membantu pemuda LGBTIQ lainnya untuk memahami identitas mereka.
I think that it's so important to come to events like this and be part of these events because it's like I feel like I'm showing up for my both of my communities and highlighting that not only do we exist, but we are more than visible and we've been here for a very long time. And it's really exciting because it means that hopefully some other people will be also inspired.
Bagi Adam Francis, penari profesional berusia 36 tahun, seorang gay yang dibesarkan dalam komunitas Ngarindjeri di Australia Selatan, ia menerima dukungan penuh dari keluarganya. Namun di sekolah adalah hal lain dengan teman-temannya.
Going into then schooling and things like that, that's when I really started to struggle because I think it was then identifying myself. One, I'm black. Two, I'm queer. And that there was always shunned upon. We were always laughed at. There was always racist remarks.
Sekarang ia menikmati karir yang dicintainya. Fokus Adam juga bergeser ke arah membantu orang muda Aborigin LGBTIQ+ untuk merangkul identitas mereka.
I think a lot of the processing of all of this, it does. I mean, I've struggled a lot with that myself, and I think to this creative outlet and being able to identify that, and I think also reaching out to others and showing that this can with all that process of being, having to deal with mental health, this is able to help with the creative outlet of it.
Kesejahteraan mental adalah inti dari acara ini, dan hampir separuh dari semua orang LGBTIQ+ cenderung mengalami trauma fisiologis, dan angka bunuh diri kaum muda adat mencapai 5 kali lipat dari rata-rata nasional. Pendirinya, Mark Nenap, mengatakan ini hanyalah salah satu cara komunitas muda LGBTBIQ+ mencoba untuk melawan tren tersebut.
Too many of our people are taking their own lives at such a very young age. And we're just a whole bunch of young people who are very passionate about making sure that our community stay alive.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.